Radio Access 102.5 FM, radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and we are promoting the Dakota Film Festival coming up very soon. April 4th through 6th is the weekend-long event, but we're going to focus on right now the Friday night, Night of Shorts. And joining me to do that is one of the directors of a film that will be there, and it's Cy Dodson. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Cy, your film is Beneath the Ink, which is it takes place in Zanesville, Ohio, and it talks about Billy White and Red Rose Tattoo and something really cool that he's doing there. And we'll get to that in just a second. But first, I want to focus on you as a filmmaker, as the director of this film. And I want to ask how you got into this field of work and what you've been doing.
I grew up in Zanesville, Ohio, where this film took place. And as far as my background, I got a communications degree from Ohio University, which is about an hour south of where I grew up, and didn't really have a game plan going into filmmaking. I just took a job at a local television station in Zanesville, which is one of the smallest markets in the country. So you basically had to do everything there. And one of the things that, you know, I got to do was go out and shoot stories. And for me, it just started down the road of, you know, wanting to, you know, possibly pursue that as a career. And so I went on to a few different markets and ended up in Minneapolis, where it's, you know, one of the better markets for doing more feature-length stories. And I did that for a few years, and basically just got a camera and started my own production company, and that's where I'm at today.
Great. So the film is Beneath the Ink, and it focuses on, as I said, Billy White and Red Rose Tattoo. And in the film's description, you say that Billy White challenges his community by saying, "Bring me your mistakes." And by that, he means he covers up tattoos for free that are pretty undesirable, I guess is a pretty polite way of saying it. So how did you get hooked up with Billy White, and how did this documentary come to happen?
So I was heading back home to work on a different project, and about a week or two before I was heading there, I saw an article from my hometown paper on Billy. And in that article, it showed a picture of somebody's calf, and they had a huge Hitler head tattooed on it. And that person drove down from Cleveland to see Billy and to get that covered up. And he told his whole backstory of why he got it and why he wanted to get rid of it. So when I saw that, I just saw an opportunity for something that would be compelling and profound and have multiple layers. And, you know, not knowing what I was getting into, I just showed up at his tattoo shop, and we kind of developed a plan to bring some people in that were looking to get these cover-ups done. And we just kind of went from there.
Was it difficult to get people on camera who were coming in for those cover-ups? Did you have to ask multiple people, or was it the, you know, the first two people you asked were like, "Yeah, sure, let's do it"?
The people that came in were kind of on the schedule, and Billy had reached out to him saying, "Hey, would you mind being a part of this story that we're doing here?" And the one gal that came in, she knew we were there, and she was like, "Fine, that's we'll be a part of that." And the second guy that came in didn't want his face shown, so we kind of shouted in that manner. And the third, John, who was kind of an integral part of the storyline, he was a little hesitant at first. We had to kind of, you know, schedule around his schedule, and he came in on a separate day and finally agreed to work with us. And his story is why is probably as successful as it is, his backstory. So
this film, Beneath the Ink, will be shown at the Dakota Film Festival on April 5th, the Night of Shorts. It's a weekend-long film festival. My name's Josh Haugen. Cy Dodson, director of the film Beneath the Ink, is here with me on Radio Access right now. You've done a few documentaries before, just doing some research before this, but this is... This one's a little different, I would say, it seems like. What has the festival tour been like with this compared to some of the other films you've put out?
I think what makes this story unique is the fact that it's timely and what's going on in our world today. And it just seems to be resonating with people. And I think, you know, my past two films, we're finding that they told the story of, you know, two people. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, just their story. But this is something that a lot of people can relate to. And it's got a universal message. And, you know, it's kind of breaks the cycle of all the polarizing topics that are going on back and forth between different sides of our political spectrum. And it's kind of just goes right down the middle and says, you know, this is something that, you know, anybody can do. It's just using your abilities that are in front of you to make a difference.
Yeah, you talk about it being relevant today to things that are happening, and that's evident in the film when Billy White states that it was the riots in Charlottesville a year or two ago that really inspired him to start offering this service. So yeah, the relevancy to what happens today is true, very true. So this film has been pulling in some best documentary awards kind of left and right at a lot of the festivals that it's going to. Have you been following the film around and going with it to these festivals, or just kind of shipping it off?
It's been a little bit of both. I mean, I can't go to all the festivals, but, you know, I kind of pick and choose which ones I think would be good for, you know, just, you know, my future of, you know, filmmaking and I mean, there's been some that have been great and others, you know, it's just kind of, as someone says, hit or miss, but, you know, it's, you know, they all have their pluses and minuses. But I think there's like a few that have really supported the film and shown interest in the topic and are interested in what I'm doing next.
Has the documentary been shown in Zanesville yet? And what has the reception around there been?
So I screened my three short films together. I rented a theater in Columbus, Ohio, and showed it there. So I had a lot of friends and family come out. You know, the film doesn't really represent, you know, everybody in my hometown. You know, it's just a select topic and idea that Billy's doing. And, you know, I mean, I love my hometown. The family and friends are still there. So, I think, you know, it might have been a little eye-opening for, you know, a bit for some of the people that watched it. But, I mean, we all grew up there. We all know, you know, this stuff exists. So it's not a surprise. It's just when it's just laid out for you on a platter to, you know, watch, it's it can be a little difficult to take in, I think.
Was there anything about shooting this film that was more difficult than at other films, or did it kind of work the same as a lot of others?
For this one, it was the opposite for me. Like, I felt like it was completely concise, and I was only in the tattoo shop for a couple of days, and, you know, everything just worked, and I had a cut of it, you know, a couple of weeks later. So, I mean, it was a matter of, like, weeks before I had this, you know, shot and edited. And I think part of it was just everything just was just seamless in Billy's overall story and then the other underlying stories. Then it was just the process of just, you know, seaming that together and making a short film out of it.
Cy Dodson, director of Beneath the Ink, has been here on Radio Access 102.5 FM. He will be at the Dakota Film Festival on Friday night, the night of shorts, April 5th. The film festival is April 4th through 6th. Cy, any last words about the film that you want to get out there before the festival?
It's been a great opportunity to share the story with so many audiences. And, you know, the audiences seem to like it. We've gotten 5 or 6 audience awards at, you know, pretty big festivals. And I think it's just a testament to the storyline and Billy's, you know, fight to, you know, make the world a better place, and people are just, you know, very receptive to that idea.
Great. Well, once again, Cy Dodson has been the guest. My name is Josh Haugen. And Sai, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you at the festival.
All right, looking forward to it.
To find out more about this and other Dakota Film Festival official selections, go to dakotafilmfestival.org or find us on Facebook. Tickets are on sale now for all three nights of the Dakota Film Festival, starting with the Thursday documentary feature presented by Bismarck State College Arts Quest. That event is free to attend. Friday night's Night of Shorts and Saturday afternoon's Matinee and Dakota Film Dash. For more ticket information, you can also go to dakotafilmfestival.org or call us at 701-258-8767.